River Farm in Alexandria was once owned by George Washington. Like Mount Vernon, it sits high above the Potomac River with sweeping views. But it could soon go to the highest bidder, another casualty of the economic downturn brought by the pandemic. WAMU's Jacob Fenston has the story.
You may have been on a tour of George Washington's grand estate at Mount Vernon, but the nation's first president also owned four other farms in Northern Virginia. The one farthest north and closest to D.C. was called River Farm. The land was in the Washington family for nearly 100 years, from 1760 to 1859.
I haven't walked down here in a while, all the way down.
Catherine Ward showed me around the place through a meadow of tall native grasses and flowers along the river, and to see a massive Osage orange tree, the biggest I've ever seen.
Wow, this tree is gigantic.
It's magnificent, and it's quite old.
It may have been a gift from Thomas Jefferson, a seedling sent back from the Lewis and Clark expedition. Ward is a longtime neighbor of River Farm. She started spending time here shortly after moving to the area in 1985. She spent countless hours volunteering at River Farm, planting and weeding the 27 acres. It feels like a public park, but it's not. It's the headquarters of the American Horticultural Society. The group now wants to sell the land in an effort to stay afloat during the pandemic. The property is worth almost $17 million, according to county tax records.
Having a development come here, it would be devastating if they tried to divide the property up and put multiple homes on it.
Ward is president of the local civic association. She says a lot of neighbors were shocked to hear River Farm was going up for sale.
It was like, you've got to be kidding me.
While neighbors were surprised, the idea of selling wasn't new inside the organization.
The idea of selling River Farm goes back many, many, many years.
Bob Brackman is interim executive director of the American Horticultural Society. He says running what's basically a local park is tangential to the mission of the national nonprofit, and maintaining the 27 acres of manicured gardens is expensive. According to 2019 tax filings, River Farm cost more than $420,000 to operate.
And with the impact of COVID, it brought to light the need to rethink our business model.
During the pandemic, River Farm was closed completely for several months, and rentals of the property have been way down since it reopened, Brackman says. In a normal year, the Riverfront Gardens and Historic Mansion are a popular spot for weddings. One person familiar with the venue is Scott Suravel.
When my wife saw River Farm and the view of the river, she just said, this is where we're getting married. You know, it was the perfect choice.
Suravel is a state senator who lives a few minutes away from River Farm and who represents the area. He started an online petition to save the property, gathering hundreds of signatures. He says one reason people are so worried about the future of River Farm is because of what happened recently with another historic riverside property, the Collingwood Mansion, about a quarter mile to the south.
The house was leveled about 6 months ago, and that was also an historic property. I actually had my junior high school prom dinner on the back lawn served by our parents about 30 years ago. And the memories of the loss of that property in our community are very fresh in everybody's minds.
River Farm was once before up for sale and under threat. In 1971, in the middle of the Cold War, the property's longtime private owner was about to sell it to the Soviet embassy. The Soviets planned to use George Washington's old farm as a staff retreat. Philanthropist Enid Haupt stepped in to stop the sale. You might recognize her name from the elaborate Haupt Garden outside the Smithsonian Castle on the National Mall. She was a wealthy publisher. She loved plants and nature. Haupt gave $1 million to the American Horticultural Society to purchase River Farm. It opened to the public in 1973. Now, there may be a new buyer who will keep it open to the public.
Paul Gilbert, and I'm executive director of Nova Parks.
That's the Regional Parks Authority for Northern Virginia. Gilbert says he and other local parks officials have recently begun talks with the Horticultural Society about possibly making an offer.
It's very early and there's no agreement anywhere yet, but there's an open line of dialogue and we're trying to find the path forward to see if we can have this land preserved for the long term and open to the public.
River Farm neighbor Catherine Ward says she hopes the place is preserved. There's nowhere else like it on this stretch of the Potomac.
It's the only large piece of land left. I mean, Mount Vernon is there. That was George's. But this is the only one left that is open to the public for free.
For WAMU, I'm Jacob Fenston.